Jake's Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks, specifically smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Minshew, made of organic mint. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint!
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard. I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
517.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Approaching 201 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, Kenny Agostino led the AHL in scoring this season and became the third Wolves player to earn the league's MVP award. Become your family's MVP by purchasing a Wolves mini plan. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Well, I don't want to jinx us or anything, but if we keep having some good at-bats, keep stringing along some good at-bats, we're going to see a lot of success here in the future.
Addison Russell and the Cubs offense broke out in yesterday's win over the Rockies. They're hoping it carries over to tonight when the Cubs play the Mets in New York. The Cubs blasted four home runs, including one by Russell. Tonight, John Lackey gets the ball. The Mets counter with Jacob DeGrom. The Cubs are 11-16 on the road. The Mets have won three straight. The Cubs one game behind Milwaukee in the National League Central. White Sox home against Baltimore. Mike Pelfrey goes for the Sox. He's 2-1 over his last four starts with a 1.69 ERA. The Orioles go with Wade Miley, who the Sox have hit well, a .523 slugging percentage against him. The MLB draft begins tonight. Sox have the 11th overall pick. Cubs have the 27th and 30th selections. NBA Game 5 of the finals tonight in Oakland, Cleveland at Golden State. The Warriors lead the series 3-1. The same lead they squandered a year ago as the Cavs rally to take the title, but this year is slightly different. Cleveland trying to become the first team in NBA history to win the championship after losing the first three games of the finals. Football, Bears minicamp starts tomorrow. It's mandatory. 3 days of practices. There are final sessions before heading to Bourbonnais next month. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Male Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmalemedical.com. Golfers, this summer, text Amstel to 55755 and visit the Amstel light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a round of golf from Kemper Sports Golf Courses with your Amstel light purchase. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:35 when the Cubs take on the Mets on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's all about confidence, man. As we continue to rebuild their confidence and as they get it back, you're going to see a lot more of that. It's that simple. Our confidence has been nicked a little bit. Happens to everybody. But then you rebuild it by maintaining the process. Don't get too out of bounds. Don't try to do too many different things. And of course, support and let the guys play. So that's just one game. But I like the way we played, and the bullpen was outstanding again.
Russell will drive one in the air, deep left field. Back goes Desmond. Near the wall, home run! Home run for Addison Russell!
It was huge, especially going out on the road. 5 in a row definitely would be tough. So that didn't happen today. I'm going to go on the road with some momentum, high spirits, and we'll see where we're at.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You are listening to the Bernstein and Golf Show with Lawrence Holmes in today. You heard from Addison Russell there. I don't necessarily need to hear from him until we get a little bit more information about what did or didn't happen.
He was very chatty about his baseball over the weekend.
Yeah, I certainly would stop short of the standing ovation that anybody applauding doesn't really know either the facts of anything that allegedly happened. So I would withhold my applause at this point.
That's probably a good call.
Yeah, and if there comes a time where everything's all right and you feel a little better about it, just it was real quick, real easy to sort of juggle. Yeah, I would be more curious about what actually happened before jumping down on that. But we know how.
I'd like not to answer any personal questions, but if you have any baseball questions, I'd be more than happy to answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Everything gets a little bit more complicated. You start talking about some of the feelings involved and how things change. We know how sports fans are.
I was listening to Hit and Run yesterday, and Barry and Joe brought up an interesting conversation. They were having a conversation about defensive runs saved as a stat, and Addison Russell is at the top of baseball with defensive runs saved, which is funny because Barry kind of made a case, and I don't mean to put words in his mouth, but he kind of made the case of Addison Russell having the yips. That, you know, you saw on Saturday that there were a couple throws where he didn't want to make them because he's been struggling throwing the ball to first. And there's that bang-bang play at second where he went to go get the force out and they called him safe initially and then reviewed it and said, you know, he was out. Something to keep in mind.
I think it bears watching.
Me
I
too.
I think that it's something that we know happens. It's unpredictable. Nobody's immune from it. It sometimes jumps right up on you. And he could be like Henry Scrimshander in The Art of Fielding, that sometimes all it takes is a little mental thing and you are not yourself.
By the way, I rail against Kyle Schwarber's play of left field because he's terrible.
So bad.
But over the last 3 weeks, he's been pretty good. He's actually saved them two runs. He was sitting at -6 defensive run save. He's up to -4.
Yay!
But even with the eye test, he's been playing better left field.
Make sure you check out our live video stream at 670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle. American Needle is a true Chicago original. Buy local from American Needle. Northwest Side and Tom on the Score. Hello, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
And there's no doubt in my mind that the goal of the team should be to win the World Series, but for any of us that think that this should be preordained just because we won it last year, or that it's going to happen again, or it's inevitable because it happened last year, it's kind of foolish, I think, on our part. We cheer when things go good. When things don't, we don't. And we should all want to win. But we're foolish if we think that tomorrow there's just going to be this great explosion of talent that erupts out of their bats and out of their pitching arms. You know, if we don't win with these players, there's no way that Jed or Theo can change the roster over by 25 guys and make us a champion. These guys have to pitch better. These guys have to hit better. And if they do, we're going to win. And if they don't, we're not going to win. And that's just the way it is. We're supposed to want to have this thing go on for a long time. My problem with Groovy Joe is that in this time when we're not scoring runs or advancing people or moving guys in from third base with less than two outs, we've got to start really managing and become much more creative. And I know it's not great for the Sabre.
It's not his style. His style isn't to do more. His style is to do less.
Well, yeah, Danny, I know. But, you know, he made a statement last year after the World Series. The reason that the thing with Chapman was okay was because, well, we won the World Series. That's all I know. Does that mean for the first 7 years of his career when he didn't win the World Series with his teams that he was doing a poor job? Is that what we're supposed to take from that?
I don't think any of this is a larger referendum on Joe Maddon. I really don't.
Well, I just
don't think more active managing is necessarily a solution.
What more would you like to see them do?
Well, I'd like to go back to some fundamental baseball, maybe old style baseball.
What does that mean?
In this time of slump, what I mean is if there's a runner on second with nobody out, moving him to third. And hoping we get the ground ball. Right now, we're swinging out.
That's just.
We're coming out of our.
Giving away outs is a way to be bad at baseball. That's. They're not over swinging. They're just not coming through. I do not see guys over swinging.
I don't know if you want to give away outs against the Rockies on days when the wind is blowing out.
You never,
ever want to give away outs. That's just dumb. By the way, thank you to people who remember the term observer effect.
Is that what it is?
That's what I was looking at, and it is indeed from physics. So shout out to my Deerfield High School physics teacher, Bob Fountain, who taught the observer effect. It's according to Wikipedia. In physics, the observer effect is changes that in the act of that the act of observation will make on a phenomenon being observed. This is often the result of instruments that by necessity alter the state of what they measure in some manner. I remember this having to do with temperature and absolute zero and like Kelvin temperature and whether or not the actual presence of the thermometer changed the temperature being measured. They bring up checking the air pressure in a tire, saying you can't do it without letting out some of the air that changes the tire pressure. So I was bringing up the observer effect in relation to the Cubs. Could the phenomenon be at work here in that the frequency, the intensity, and the nature of the constant observation of the Cubs is actually affecting the Cubs?
Well,
I'm just bringing it up.
I mean, I guess it matters how how it affects the players themselves. And what is funny, like I was saying, that there are more people around the Cubs that are saying that all these things that fans are kind of thinking, like, man, this is not going right. Check this out. Yesterday, at the end of the game, Schuster, you know, flies around and tries to find someone to come on the post game, right?
Right.
He got Ben Zobrist. Take a listen to what Ben said.
David Schuster is going to get Ben Zobrist. David, go ahead.
Indeed we do, Pat. We have Ben Zobrist down here in the field. Ben, you want to win them all, of course, but today seemed like an especially big victory for you guys before you go on the road.
Yeah, it's just important for us to play good baseball. You know, last few games have been tough, and you know, it doesn't matter when we turn it around. We just want to turn it around quickly, you know, so whether it's here or, I mean, it's got to happen now. You know, that's the point is we're kind of tired of losing. And I think everybody else is tired of watching that. So we definitely want to turn it around. And today was a good day getting us on the right track, hopefully.
All right. Wait a second.
We're tired of losing. Wait. And I'm sure you're tired of watching us.
Yeah, did you notice the inherent contradiction in consecutive sentences?
Yes.
It doesn't matter when, but we have to do it now. It has to happen quickly. It doesn't matter when, but it has to happen quickly. Well, Ben, I think that means it matters when.
Now.
Like, now, yeah, like, stop sucking. Kevin is in Naperville on the score. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, guys.
What's up?
I was at the game yesterday. And I think, you know, after Arrieta gave up those four runs, there was just sheer panic in the stands. And I think that the cheers for Russell and Schwarber were not intended to draw a curtain call, but more just the crowd giving us a sigh of relief, especially because it's our two most scrutinized players over the last few weeks that came through.
How would you describe what you were saying, how the atmosphere is a little weird? How would you describe it?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Well, you said that it was that there were people there that you felt it in the stands when Arrieta gave up the lead. Like, give me an example. Paint the picture for me.
Well, I think that the crowd was thinking, you know, our starting pitching has been inconsistent at best, and Arrieta is really our second best guy, and if he can only go four innings, we had a lot of problems. And you know, the four runs to start the game were everybody was excited about that, but I think people were fearful that may be all that we can get is four runs, and Arrieta gave up the four run lead in the fifth inning. I think it was fear that we can't stop this team, and we don't have a formula to come back.
Well, what I think should be scary for the Cubs is
that
it's
not really a formula.
I don't think that the wild card is coming out of the Central. I think it's coming out of the West. And so far, the reviews against teams from the West for the Cubs has not been good. But again, you can go back and you can lean on the fact that the National League Central is not very good, and that there's still a ton of time for the Cubs to you know, catch the Brewers or whatever and then lap them and win the division easily. 85 wins might win the division easily this year.
And then you just got to get in the tournament.
Well, you're in now, and then you don't have to worry about the wild card game.
And this also isn't...
Even with your bad division.
They're going to make some moves. This isn't... The question at the deadline is how hard do you chase? You're in the window of your window, but you're not playing well. And Theo's been through this before in hangover post-championship seasons where he's seen things. Maybe you keep your powder dry. Maybe you don't give up assets to chase to max out this year.
Here's the thing, though. If you think, and I think that they all believe that they can win the division. If we're talking about winning a division and knowing that you've got a series of games in the playoffs and how random that can be, and that you've had, what, an 83, was it an 83 win Cardinals team that won the World Series a few years ago? If you feel like you're a division winner, why wait? Because you're technically already in the contention window if you feel like you're going to win the division. So why wait? I would have a problem if the Cubs didn't make a significant move to improve their starting pitching, because the division is within sight. It's within their grasp. So why not take the division? If you're fighting for a wild card, okay, I get it. Stand pat, don't do anything, because now you're talking about a coin flip game. But if you have an opportunity to play in a series, I say you make moves.
This segment is brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. To Grays Lake next, and Jim on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, guys, good afternoon. So, I mean, I just, Lawrence, you kind of hit on some of the things I was thinking, and that, look, this is baseball. I mean, think back to 2 years ago, you know, we had the wild card game, then we got past the Cardinals, then we got steamrolled, buzzsawed by the Mets. Last year, we run away with the division. This year, would anybody have predicted that Jason Hayward would be hitting better than Kyle Schwarber at this point in the year? No. It's just, I mean, as a fan, I get just as excited at every win and just as disappointed at every loss that I did this year at this point in the year than I did last year at this point in the year. It's all about getting to the dance. And I think they will make moves, and I think they will continue to improve. And, yeah, this division is winnable no matter where they are right now. But it's, as cliche as it sounds, this is baseball. This is just the way it's the game.
I don't think anybody's denying that. I don't think anybody is. Right. I mean, that's sort of... That point's made in the fact that we're having the discussion. I don't think we're avoiding the idea that this is something, or just mentioning that the Red Sox went through it. They know this happens to champions. Last four World Series champions missed the playoffs, and it's the Cubs' turn right now. The question is are there things that can be done to change their environment a little bit?
Can I just tell you, too, that Jason Hayward needs some watching, because some of these at-bats, we're starting to see him rolling over on pitches, and the kind of weak contact, 4-3, outs. It bears a little bit of watching. He's had a really fine start to the season, but over the last few games, and I know he had the game where he drove in two, I've been like, ooh, that looks familiar.
Tonight's Cubs lineup at New York, John Lackey opposing Jacob DeGrom, features John Jay leading off in center field, Chris Bryant at third, Anthony Rizzo bats third place first, Ben Zobrist will bat fourth and play left field, Jason Hayward in the five slot in right, Wilson Contreras is catching and batting sixth, Javier Baez is at second batting seventh, Addison Russell back at short and batting eighth, John Lackey the pitcher bats ninth.
So no Schwarber again.
No Schwarber
against a righty.
Correct. A tough righty.
Maybe he's got a little leg tweak or something that he can hit, but he can't play the field. He's available to go out there and pinch hit for you, but I know we're talking about one of the best pitchers in the league, but he's gone from your leadoff man to your platoon guy to a guy that you're not playing in a platoon.
Again,
there's only one stop after that.
Red flags are all over this. There's no question, but this is... I just ask that John Lackey not give up a first inning home run. Is that too much to ask? Just avoid that.
I'd ask that he not have that stank face.
Yeah, well, that's just Lackey face. That's resting Lackey face. Just don't give up a first inning home run, because every Lackey start is like, oh, that ball hit deep. That's trouble, and it's 1-0. It just seems to happen too often. More baseball discussion, and then at 3 o'clock, Jim Cosimore is going to join us to preview the big basketball game tonight. Len Casper at 4, Dave Cameron 4:40. So still plenty to come. Don't go anywhere. 312-644-6767. We are getting your opinions on what the Cubs thing is right now, and it's weird and kind of sucks. You have the score.
Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff throughout baseball season. Afternoons between 1 and 6 on the score.
What I don't like to see is a lot of chirping and guys just talking crap to each other. If you got something wrong with a guy, go see him, you know, and then they'll break it up and continue to play the game.
Jake Arrieta with Bernstein and Goff. Keep listening for showtimes throughout the season on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight, and Golden State obviously has to approach this one as a must-win game, even with that 3-1 lead. Because if the Cavaliers come into their house and they rip this one, you can almost assume that Mo will carry them all the way back to C-Town and assure victory in Game 6. And then, it's nearly impossible to bet against LeBron James in Game 7 when he's just 48 minutes away from immortality and going down as the GOAT. Bring the Cavs back from a 3-1 deficit and then chase that by coming back from a 3-0 deficit against a team that was being hyped as maybe the best ever, and this guy blows right by Michael Jordan as the GOAT. No chance. The Warriors are not getting on a plane and heading back to C-Town. They will finish it tonight, get the Larry O, and then get to whatever beach they were headed to in the first place. I'm Jim Rome.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
We'll get it done.
Mortgages aren't my specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. They are a bank and still have money to lend. If your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you give anyone else a call? Call them. Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Hey Cubs fans, Ryan Sandberg here for the Original Grain Watch Company, the official timekeeper of the Chicago Cubs. Original Grain has made an extraordinary watch, the Wrigley Field Chrono, an heirloom to be handed down from one generation to the next. For the generations of fans who believed in the Chicago Cubs and supported their journey to become the 2016 World Series champions. Handcrafted featuring wood reclaimed from the original Wrigley Field green seats. The Wrigley Field Chrono is more than a timepiece, it's a piece of time. Visit originalgrain.com. That's original, GRAIN.com.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse, renterswarehouse.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood makes it really simple with our best price. What's that mean? Our best sellers. No gimmicks. Just our best price right up front. Drive a 2017 Kia Soul, now only $12,900. Right now, a new 2017 Kia Forte is just $10,900. Grossinger has over 600 vehicles in stock now, so there's plenty to choose from. Every color and option on the lot during the Kia Summers on Us sales event. Choose no payments for 5 months, plus 0% financing for up to 66 months. And every new Kia we sell is backed by the Grossinger Advantage, including free home delivery, car washes, and courtesy transportation. Stop shopping. Get our best price right up front. Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and grossingerkia.com. That's grossingerkia.com. Stock number A70291, number A70068, plus tax, title, license, and 17215 doc fee. 90-day deferred payments, plus first 2 months on us, up to $1,000 total, with 1516 per thousand finance to well-qualified buyers, expires at month end.
The 4th is coming, and there's only one place to buy fireworks, and that's Shelton Fireworks. Take I-94 to exit 22B, Porter, Indiana. Look for the big red building. They've been in business over 40 years and are exploding with deals for your celebration. Shelton offers the largest selection at the lowest prices. Bypass the high prices of Hammond, Gary, and Merrifield, and head to Porter, Indiana. Take I-94 to exit 22B and look for the big red building or visit SheltonFireworks.com. Shelton Fireworks. Home of the big ones.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
A public course. Enjoy a country club experience at a public golf course. Book your tee time at ravislow.com. Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago, the home of the no needle, no scalpel, and no trip to the hospital. Four convenient Chicago locations. Call today at 877-877.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Responsibly, 2017 Amstel Light Lager Beer, Amstel USA.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Confidence is such a fragile component of the human existence, I think, and especially when it comes to sports. Regardless of what you've done in the past, it's so easy to forget that because you're really trying to do well in the present. And sometimes when things just aren't going properly and they start happening too quickly, all of a sudden you lose whatever that little thing is that permits you to slow things down and maintain your confidence.
Okay. I mean, it's great that he has all this, the wisdom and understands all this. It's a matter of applying that to making the team better. And there's no magic button to be pushed here that's going to restore the Cubs to 2016 glory. They're a different team. They're different guys that have they went through the experience of last year. And sure, you can have plenty of confidence. And Jason Hayward talked about it too, but you know Kyle Schwarber had never been lacking for confidence, and all of a sudden he just couldn't hit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult to explain why some of these things happen. You know, Jake Arrieta is supremely confident, but sometimes he struggles to find the feel on his pitches.
So and sometimes there's just not any there with Jake. His curveball this year has been tremendous.
Like out of necessity, because he doesn't have the slider.
We can talk with Dave Cameron about that, right?
Sure. Among other things. JD and Mokina, you're on WSCR.
Good afternoon, guys. Just want your thoughts on Jose Quintana and his proposal. I mean, he's been terrible relative to...
Yeah, your phone's breaking up. Yeah, yes.
It's not good. I really wanted them to trade Quintana before spring training. I've gone on record with that. I don't like the fact that they didn't trade him. And now you're seeing his value diminish. What the White Sox will tell you is, well, if we have to wait for the next offseason to trade him, great. But I still think that diminishes his value. And it allows the risk to all be the White Sox.
Yeah, walks are up. Home runs are up. His expected fielder independent pitching is a whopping 4.39. And he's always been a strike thrower. So guys do hit him. I mean, he's not necessarily missing a ton of bats.
Yeah, he pounds the zone.
But I would feel better if he had an outrageously high batting average of balls in play against. And the fact is he doesn't. It's slightly elevated. But the career BABIP against him is .305. Meaning if you put a ball in play against him, it's got a 305 chance of being hit, and that's 311 right now. So it's not like there are balls finding holes here. There's been loud contact against him.
I guess not everything could go right for the White Sox, right? Like, everything's been pretty good for them. You know, they make the trade for Adam Eaton. Eaton ends up getting hurt this year. They make the trade for Chris Sale. They get back with the number one prospect in baseball. They get Robert. All of these things... And the guy that you're hoping is going to bring back a nice haul for you, a Sale-esque haul for you.
It's just not now. I think we know.
It's not good.
Scoreboard update.
It's 2:30 from the Chicago Wolves update studio. Kenny Agostino led the AHL in scoring this season and became the third Wolves player to earn the league's MVP award. Become your family's MVP by purchasing a Wolves mini plan. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
You rebuild it by... you know, maintaining the process. Don't get too out of bounds. Don't try to do too many different things. And of course, support and let the guys play. So that's just one game. But I like the way we played, and the bullpen was outstanding again.
Joe Maddon hoping yesterday's win over the Rockies leads to more wins on the Cubs road trip, which begins tonight in New York against the Mets. The Cubs check in at 31-31. They're one game behind first place Milwaukee in the National League Central. Mets getting healthier. They've now won three straight. Yoenis Cespedes is back after missing 37 games with a bad hamstring. Over the last 3 years, he's hitting .321 against the Cubs with three homers and six RBIs. That doesn't count the playoffs. John Lackey and Jacob DeGrom, the starters. John Jay leads off. His nickname is the Federalist after the founding father, who was also named John Jay. That John Jay was the second governor in the history of New York State. Oh, by the way, Kyle Schwarber not starting. White Sox play Baltimore tonight on the South Side. A rare home game for the Sox, who have played 38 road games so far and just 23 at home. Mike Pelfrey and Wade Miley, the mound matchup. The MLB draft begins tonight. The Sox have the 11th overall selection. The Cubs pick 27th and 30th. NBA Cleveland at Golden State tonight for Game 5 of the Finals. The Warriors can end the series with a win. They're up 3-1. Golden State 8-0 at home this postseason. Football Bears minicamp begins tomorrow. It'll mark the team's final three practices before training camp next month. And guys, you're going to want to hear this. The president welcoming college football's national champions, the Clemson Tigers, to the White House today.
Congratulations to all of you and to your terrific coach. And you know who that is, right? Do we love him? Dabo Swinney, what a great job.
The president then went on to ask Dabo Swinney how in the world he's lost 28 games in his career. The pronunciation a little off. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, lease the new 2017 BMW X3 xDrive 28i for only $419 per month for 36 months with no security deposit, $43.44 due at signing. Visit the luxury leader at elmhurstbmw.com. Hungry for something different? Try the Mediterranean Collection at Subway restaurants. Choose a warm flatbread or crisp chopped salad topped with steak or rotisserie-style chicken, feta cheese, and a creamy tzatziki sauce. Limited time only at, yeah, oh yeah.
I'm making some tonight, actually.
What do you put into it? It's yogurt?
Tzatziki, yes. It's yogurt. You can also add herbs of your choice, salt, pepper, and hand-grated seeded cucumber.
What are you putting it on?
putting it on sautéed salmon fillets.
Nice.
Yeah, room temperature. You don't want to eat it too hot, so you let the salmon come to room temperature. You then ladle the herb. I'm using tarragon, basil, and chive in the tzatziki also.
Zach's a long-time salmon guy, yeah, so you're really, opening them
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's a great summertime, big hot day dish because it's served room temperature, and then just some roasted, a mixture of roasted red potatoes and zucchini on the side.
The Greek!
Yeah, thanks for the invite, Dan. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:35 when the Cubs take on the Mets on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved with insurance. Treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. Getting to the bottom of the Cubs thing. It's a malaise, in the words of Jimmy Carter. You see that video, by the way?
Of him shaking hands
the Jimmy
on the plane.
Carter video. He's the best. He's just the best.
It's amazing that he's alive because, I mean, there were obits being written.
He had cancer everywhere in his body at the age of 90.
And now he does it.
Right.
And now he's on a plane like, hey, what's going on?
Amazing. But, yeah, the Cubs are suffering from just they're just blah. Everything's kind of, and that's the sense that you got from that feeling at Wrigley. But I think there's observer effect going on here. I think that somehow that we're infecting everything by worrying about it and constantly trying to measure it.
Zach made me think about something because he was talking about the White Sox and them being back home tonight. Looking at the Cubs schedule, I think it was the next 17 out of 20 games the Cubs play are on the road. And then, you know, there's like a 6-game homestand. They go back on the road again before the Cardinals come to town on the 21st of July, which might not mean anything. Probably doesn't.
Will Matheny be managing the Cardinals at that point? Now that they shot off his deflector shields, right?
Yep.
Shields down.
Shields are down.
Tom and Skokie, you're on the Score. Hey, Tom.
Hello, how are you doing?
All right.
What I wanted to talk about was from what I've seen in the Cubs losing streaks, I think they've hit like 4 or 5 already. I just see a lot of, Joe Maddon talks about inconsistencies in the way they play. I just see that and I don't get encouraged, but there's a lot of ball games left. I think there's like 100 ball games left and there's a lot of, you know, the Cubs can turn it around. They certainly have the kind of club that could maybe do it all over again, you know. But so far, what I've seen, I don't see it.
Right? Because they're not good.
Yeah, they're not good. No. I don't see the hitting. I don't see, the offense. I just don't see a lot of the Cubs this year like I saw last year.
Because they're not as good as they were last year.
Right. I don't see that team. That team has disappeared.
It's a different team. Thank you, Tom.
What's
okay,
a new group?
Well, thank you for that, whatever that was.
It's a new group. And you're right. You are right.
Tom's a little sleepy.
It's fine. Tom's fine.
It's hot.
It's totally fine. It's very hot.
It's and I guess since Terry isn't here, this is like the first 90-some day, he would always give the warning. He said, if you have air conditioning, turn it on.
Okay.
If you don't have air conditioning, open the windows. Because it always bothered him when we get stories about old people dying in the heat. Because they just shouldn't be dying in the heat in the year 2017 in this country. It shouldn't be happening anymore. And if you have old people in your life, maybe give them a call or do a wellness check. Go over, see how they're doing, make sure they're staying hydrated.
When I got off the train today, I was walking into the building. You know, my commute to the train is, you know, it's a 4-minute walk, right? Get on the train, train's air conditioned, you get off in the train station, which is in our building. And I literally had the thought of, we know how to cool air.
Right.
Like, as a species, like we know how to cool air. Now it might eventually end up killing us that we figured out how to cool air, and then that air may play a role in warming up the planet. But it just, like, the science of it is amazing. Like, the idea that we as human beings are like, it is too damn hot.
Let's make it cooler.
Let's make it cooler. My wife and I were watching the game yesterday, and I said to her, because it was one, you know, we're watching the game and like watching all these people like with their caps on and they're trying to stay cool. Like, can you imagine being a baseball fan in the 30s?
People were wearing wool suits and fedoras.
That's exactly what we were
talking
about.
In the middle of July, they were there in a wool suit. It wasn't flip-flops and
t-shirts.
Nylon shorts and a tank top.
Right. And I just kept thinking, like,
that's really dumb.
It's desperate for entertainment. Because you still don't really have a television, you have the radio, but it's like, I want to get out of the house so badly. Mm-hmm. I'm going to dress up in a nice suit to go to the ball game and just sweat. I'm going to watch my Chicago White Stockings
and all they had was like talcum. They didn't even have like the aluminum-based antiperspirants. They would powder themselves. Ugh. North Side, Warren, you're on the score.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Dan, whenever I have a larger statistical question, you're the one that I try to come to.
But I outsource it to somebody smarter than I am, though. You know that.
Well, hopefully you'll either have the answer or you'll know who does. I'm curious. In today's day of advanced statistics, when we value outs so highly that we hardly see bunting anymore, is defensive indifference on a stolen second base in the ninth inning, is that something anybody's really looked into to see if that's still a practice? Because that should be followed. Because yesterday there was a man on first base, and he takes second base, right? The question is, why can't the catcher just throw down to second base and try for the out? What difference does it make?
They can, but usually,
he screws up. The guy goes to third base, and you don't care about that run anyways, apparently. So why isn't it worth taking the risk to get that out?
I would look at it through a different prism, Warren, because I think the issue of defensive indifference comes down to what happens before he even steals, because of where your defenders are positioned. If you don't care about holding him on, you're putting yourself in a better position to turn a batted ball into an out, because you're able to stay at home defensively because you're not concerned about holding the runner. So I think the indifference begins before he even takes off, and in that calculus, the indifference is giving you a higher likelihood of retiring the current batter.
But on the other hand, you're giving up the chance of getting that double play then also if you allow him to take second base.
That's correct. So
but usually the catcher's indifference is usually you see it when games aren't in any danger or perceived danger.
Oh, yeah, but yesterday it was only a 3-run lead.
I agree. That's a safe situation, yes.
I guess that this would be something that Scott from Davenport or someone else should look at. I guarantee you somebody has. I guess somebody somewhere has written a paper on the significance or lack thereof of defensive indifference. I guess I hadn't given it much thought. Because, you know, Lawrence is doing some hippie thing about, wow, air conditioning's cool, man. And a lot of people, the texters are saying, technically, you don't cool air. You remove
all
the
right,
heat from
all
the
right,
air.
All right, Captain Science. Yes, you know what I was talking about,
that
jerks.
That is true.
You know what I was talking about, you jerks.
773 goes, that's some pothead stuff. You know when I had a moment like that, though? Would you consider something? We were flying back from Omaha recently, and the idea of air travel, of what we got so right so fast, no pun intended with right, but commercial air travel, it didn't take long. Once we got the jet engine, right? Mm-hmm. Aluminum tube, jet engines, right? That's it. We got it right.
Louis C.K. does a great bit about how we're so ungrateful about the technology of flight and how we're just like, oh, it's going to take us a little longer. Yes, you're in a tube in the sky.
Yeah, that's me with the microwave oven.
And soon,
damn it, this is taking too long.
Yeah, right? But you don't even push the right buttons, right? Don't you always go 30 seconds no matter what?
No, I won't. I'll do like, you know, 22, 33, 44. I don't want to do the extra movement of the finger. I just want to hit the same button twice. Because during Tales of Laziness, somebody gave me that, and it was a great life hack. If you add up the seconds that it saved me in my entire life, it's probably, there's some value in that. It's like defensive indifference, I guess. But the fact is, we got commercial air travel. They nailed it. Aluminum tube jet engines. Go. And all they did was make, you know, a little better aluminum tube, a little lighter.
Sure.
A little more efficient, quieter, more fuel-efficient jet engines, a little more thrust. But it's the same thing. It's the same. As soon as they got that, it's like, okay, there's really nothing else you can do with it at this point. Better materials or...
Well, we can get faster.
Or we can teleport. You do the jaunt. You know, we can, if we can actually teleport something and you walk through a little, it's you know, it's like TSA, but the moment you walk through, you're in your destination.
That would be great.
They put you in the thing, you put your hands up, and the thing goes whoop, and you come out and you are where you want to be.
Dr. Bones never liked that.
And then read the Stephen King story, The Jaunt.
The Jaunt?
Oh, you have never.
I thought you were going to go Langoliers since you were talking about a plane.
No, the short story from Skeleton Crew.
All I know is that we were promised jetpacks.
You've never read The Jaunt?
No, I've never read Jaunt.
Oh, you should. You could read it during a couple commercial breaks.
Well, it's not here. So.
Well, you've read Skeleton Crew, though, right?
No.
Oh,
I've not. I've actually not read a lot of Stephen King.
Oh, his short story collections are phenomenal.
Yeah, he did a run. I want to say there was a run in Esquire last year, Stephen King short stories. Yeah, somewhere in my house.
Read The Jaunt.
We were promised jetpacks.
Yeah, I know.
Dan,
I'm sorry.
We were promised them. We were, as children, we were promised that someday there's going to be jetpacks.
There are jetpacks.
I know. Did you see the guy? It was a soccer tournament, and a guy flew in with the first ball on a drone.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, yes, this is what we were promised.
Or Jetsons cars or something. Yeah, making that cool little noise. 312-644-6767. After the top of the hour, we will talk basketball with Jim Cosimore from NBC Sports Bay Area on The Score.
And now, another Score 25th anniversary moment.
I'd like to introduce to you Mark Trestman, head football coach, Chicago Bears.
I just like the fact that he's an intellect. It may not even work.
We're going to put a team together that the city of Chicago and its fan base will be very, very proud of.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and The Vig, located on Wells in Chicago. Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Truckers, Schneider is proud to announce a new pay increase for Midwest over-the-road drivers in our van truckload division. That's in addition to the 20% average earning potential increase in the Midwest the past 2 years, automatic increases with experience, and potential accessorial pay and bonuses, plus new configurations and team options that enhance pay potential. Learn about Schneider's new Midwest van truckload pay increase and apply at schneiderjobs.com or call 844-PRIDE. That's schneiderjobs.com or 844-PRIDE.
Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood makes it really simple with our best price. What's that mean? Our best sellers. No gimmicks. Just our best price right up front. Drive a new 2017 Buick Encore. Grossinger's best price, only $18.99. A new 2017 GMC Terrain SL is now just $19.99. Grossinger has over 600 vehicles in stock now, so there's plenty to choose from. Every color and option on the lot. And every new vehicle we sell is backed by the Grossinger Advantage, including free home delivery, car washes, and courtesy transportation, plus extended service hours. Stop shopping. You always get our best price right up front, like over $7,000 in savings on new 2017 GMC Acadias. Now at Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and grossingerautoplex.com. That's grossingerautoplex.com.
Stock number B70415, number M70454, and number M70365, plus tax, title, license, and 172.15 doc fee. Savings off MSRP on select new models. Expires at month end.
Golfers, never again bend down to re-tee your driving range golf balls. At Skokie Sports Park, you'll swipe a card and then watch as golf balls instantly reappear on the tee after every shot. Sports Park's PGA pros will also be on hand for personal or group lessons. Convenient to Chicago's North Side and named a top 50 golf range in America by Golf Range Magazine, visit Skokie Sports Park at www.skokieparks.org.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard. I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. Right now at Westfield Ford, buy a new 2017 Ford Focus for $169 per month or a new 2017 Ford Escape for $249 per month.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All Ford rebates incentives applied. Must qualify. Taxes and fees extra. Payments based on 10% down with 2.99% APR for 75 months. See dealer for details. Offer expires 6/30/17.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure financing on a new home, give me a call. Roy Spencer and I came up with an amazing offer. If you purchase a home within PermaSeal service area and a member of Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage secures you a mortgage to purchase the home, we'll cover the cost of the sewer inspection when the loan closes. Roy and I want to make sure you're purchasing a home without faulty or cracked sewer lines, which is expensive to repair. According to Roy, we're the only lender offering this outstanding service. If you're purchasing a home and want to take advantage of this outstanding opportunity, please give me a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, RMLA, NMLS 1.
Credit on select new models.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by CLR. Trust CLR, celebrating 50 years of making quick work of tough jobs. Find them on Facebook to find out how you can win tickets to an anniversary concert with the band Chicago. A lot of phone calls so far in the first couple hours of the show, getting just your thoughts on what's happening or not with and around the Cubs. It's not a whole lot of fun. Victories should not feel like relief.
And that's what we've gotten already. A couple callers that said they were at the game, that it felt like it was a relief that the Cubs won, not, yeah, it's everything's all good. There's a lot of problems. But Joe has talked about it, and I think that this is the one thing I will say that I think he's been dead on about, is that, and Theo and Jed have kind of echoed it too, that just because these guys are champions doesn't mean their development is done. And that's one of the things, I think we did a show early on in the season where I was talking to you about the concept of known and not known, and that there's still a lot of unknown things to look at. These players are unknown. Kyle Schwarber is still, I think he's starting to creep up on a full season of baseball, but he's still an unknown commodity at this point. So it shouldn't be weird to see some of these guys struggle here and there.
Joe in Rockford, you're on WSCR.
Hello?
Yes, Joe.
Yes, how you doing? My comment earlier, we were talking about Jake Arrieta. I think what happened was in the last start, Joe took him out because Jake basically pitched his game out there, and if if I was correct on watching him pitch, his slider was getting less crisp as he went along.
He doesn't throw his slider anymore.
Yeah, Jake was the best last year of putting sliders underneath the hands on the inside corner to right-handed hitters. He had them frozen at the plate. I don't see enough of that now.
Well, now he doesn't have really the velocity to go inside on some of those guys, Joe. You know what I mean? So we've seen him adjust by throwing that curveball a little bit more and getting people out with that. I don't think he's got the same giddy up as often on his pitches as he used to.
He stopped throwing his slider almost entirely in 2014, Joe. If you're talking about his cutter, that's also
that's what I meant, the cutter.
Okay, you know, here's he doesn't throw it much anymore. He uses the curveball instead. He increased use of his curveball because in 2014 he threw the cutter 28.3% of the time. In 2015 he threw the cutter 29.1% of the time. He is down this year to 16.1% usage of the cutter because, as he told us, he just doesn't really have the same feel for it like he used to.
Well, Joe Madden, manager of the year, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, I respect him. And if he took Jake out in the, after the four innings...
He took him out because of the contact against him.
Yeah, Jake pitched his game that day, you know.
What do you mean by pitched his game?
Well, he gave a good effort, in my opinion. He was working hard out there.
A starting pitcher shouldn't give up that many runs in that few innings. It's not even a quality start.
Well, he's been more hittable. I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know how you can look at his performance and say that's good or acceptable, because he wouldn't say that.
Well, he's a grinder. I know he is. I know he wanted to pitch much better. But all I could say is, you know, I've seen...
Overthink it. Yeah, that's not pull the friggin' trigger.
Yeah. Thank you, Tanny. It's
Joe out in Rockford, man. We appreciate you calling, man. Have a good day.
It's like the guy in Skokie and then guy.
Is it
the heat?
Look, Joe just wanted to talk baseball. That's all.
Is it the heat, though?
It's me. I am a magnet. It's you. Look, Dan, there's a difference between the guy who calls up and is belligerent and the dude that just wants to talk.
I'm not mad at him. I'm just trying to figure out what.
Joe was like, hey, I'm going to call my friends at the score. I want to talk about Jake Arrieta. Okay. That's all.
But he can't think that he was good.
He gave a great effort and he was a grinder. It's fine. If we were talking with Joe, like in the hallway or downstairs.
No, thank you.
Why not? There's nothing wrong with Joe. Well,
if that guy were wandering around the hallways, he would be escorted away in a windowless van. It would be taken to a special place.
Let's go.
Jim Cosimore will give his thoughts on tonight's NBA Finals game 2, 3, 4, 5 next.
Saia, a leading LTL carrier, is hiring for their Burr Ridge locations. They're holding a job fair June 16th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, June 17th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Burr Ridge Terminal. Immediate opportunities available for Class A CDL drivers and part-time dock workers. Depending on experience, Saia will pay up to $15,000 in sign-on bonuses for line haul and OTR drivers. Yes, $15,000. Applicants must complete an online application before attending. For details, visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SaiaCorp.com. Click on careers.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Good Lord, David Ross is annoying.
The ovation that he got on Friday just for standing up was ridiculous. Like, you think that Ryan Sandberg and Hawk Dawson and all those dudes rolled into one stood up. Now look up, it's David Ross all dressed in black. This guy is an icon now.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
The world's most thrilling destination, Cedar Point, brings you a more thrilling kind of playlist. It starts with some high notes, courtesy of 17 world-class coasters. Then some waterslide harmonies at Cedar Point Shores. And even some relaxing ambient sounds from our mile-long beach. Check out the rest of the playlist for yourself when you visit Cedar Point.
Get a second day of fun with a two-day ticket for $25 more, only at cedarpoint.com.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that?
Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let